There's a whole world of monsters out there, waiting to be discovered. Legends and lore that have been kept deep in the recesses of society. It's time that they've been given their just due and are brought out for all to know. My name is Michael Patrick, and you're listening to the Monsters and Friends podcast. Imagine for a moment that you're outside at dusk. You watch the sun start to disappear over a sea of trees or a large, open swamp. The sky is illuminated with bright colors. Pink, orange, red. The sun dips beneath the horizon and you stand momentarily, soaking in the last bits of its warmth before the chill starts to set in. Stars are out above, and it's calming. But as soon as the dark sets in around you, uneasiness hits. You feel the pit of your stomach start to ache as the world comes alive with a symphony of noises. A cricket chirps to your left. A frog croaks behind you. And then you hear the things that start to take the pit in your stomach and turn it into a cavern. Somewhere in the distance, an owl hoots. Then, in the darkness and a place that you cannot find, you hear a stick cracking. Then another and another. Suddenly, you're swallowed by fear as the unknown overcomes you. This week, we're gonna be diving into the world of the unknown. The two creatures that we seek come from very different worlds. Like last week, our first creature has its roots dug deep in Native American legend and lore. It's only known to a small section throughout our culture. Our second is more widely known, but not known enough. Both tales this week talk of creatures that prefer to remain hidden and prefer a lack of human contact. This week, we visit a state that wants the opposite. This state wants people to come en masse. Everything that it has to offer is to attract people, whether it be the weather, to the attractions, to the mystery. This week, on the Monsters and Friends podcast, we head to the Sunshine State, Florida. What makes something a legend? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a legend is a story coming down from the past. It's a popular myth of recent origin. A person or a thing that inspires legends. As stated in our last podcast, the Native American culture is ripe full of legends. They have stories of things that they've seen and experienced throughout their bountiful history. They're just destined to have a treasure trove of legends. The southeastern part of the United States has some of the richest history in the country. People settled in Florida and have lived there for thousands of years. One such tribe was the Seminole tribe. They are ripe with tales of creatures, stories, and history. Our first friend comes from one of their more terrifying stories. Let's meet the Stickini. Do you feel safe right now? Sitting wherever you are listening to this podcast, do you think that there's someone or something watching you? Do you think that it's a person? Or perhaps it's a thing? This is exactly what the Stickini is. The Stickini is a monster that originates in Seminole lore. It's a creature that was once tied to the plane of this realm, but due to terrible circumstances, it's stuck in a never-ending circle of terror. What is the Stickini? The Stickini is an avian humanoid, meaning that it's part human, part bird. When it turns from its human form into its avian form, it closely resembles an owl. Imagine an owl flying through the air. But as it lands near you in a tree, you notice that it's not a normal, traditional owl. It has human-like arms that at the end are pointed with sharp, deadly talons. Not only that, however, they have legs that are a bit shorter than a human's, but the ends are a combination of a human foot and the more traditional talon that you'd normally see on an owl. As for its eyes, they're black, like deep, soulless voids. And of course, what avian humanoid creature would be complete without a pair of great wings on its back, allowing it to silently glide and fly from tree to tree, watching its next meal walking below it on the ground. But that's not the scariest part of the Stikini, however. Every day you meet people in your life. You see them on the street, on the bus, in the car, or beside you in the next cubicle. According to Seminole lore, one of those people may be a Stikini in their normal human form. It's believed that you cannot tell the difference between a Stikini and a human as a normal person. It is believed that you cannot tell the difference between a Stikini as a human and a normal person. There are some warning signs to look out for, however. Stikinis don't believe in following social norms. They aren't a part of the everyday crowd with what they do. Rather, they're more withdrawn, awkward, less willing to interact, and wanting to be left alone. Their transformation is a very terrible experience, both in explanation and in probable practice. The Stikini shifts from their human self into the owl-human hybrid that they are. When they are experiencing this, to truly form, they must vomit up their own organs. This allows the Stikini to vary in size from a humanoid down to a creature the size of a large horned owl. After they complete this process, they will leave the entrails high up in a tree as to keep them from predators. In order to reverse their transformation and go from an owl back to their human form, they must be able to retrieve these organs and reinsert them into themselves, or they'll be stuck in avian form forever. Much like a vampire, Stikini are not resistant to sunlight, so if they're not able to get their entrails and transform back, they will be vaporized by the sun's rays. Once transformed into their avian shape, they do what they do best: terrorize and devour. They are predators by nature, and their food of choice is a human heart. As their owl form, they glide through the woods and glades trying to find humans while they sleep. Once they identify their prey, they will land beside them. They will grow larger as they gain strength and rip out the human's organs via their mouth. It's an absolutely terrible and horrifying experience to even think about. That horror is what kept young Seminoles close to home and listening to their elders. But it wasn't always a deterrent. There aren't many stories of folks having encounters with the Stikini, as most believe that it's simply a tale. But there is one such story about an encounter a brother and sister had with this flying creature. On a warm summer night, said brother and sister were dared to go and visit an old abandoned Native American church which stood near their home. With it being so close, the siblings knew the path in and out and knew that it wouldn't be anything that would be difficult for them. The two of them made it to the church, and they peered through the window looking inside. Inside the church, they heard scurrying about, and the sisters saw some movement. As the two saw this, they decided that it was time to return home, as they didn't know what was inside the church. As they made it back to their gravel driveway, they turned to see if there was anything following them, and on top of the church, they saw two yellow eyes peering at them. They continued their way to their home, and they got into their house. They explained to their friends what they had seen. Of course, none of their friends believed them. The brother and sister convinced their friends to then return to the church to see for themselves. They made it about halfway down the driveway when one of the girls heard a branch break beside them. They all stopped and looked, and sitting in a tree was the form of a human being. It wasn't anything too scary until it stood up, spread out its wings, and gave a terrible, haunting screech. The children made their way hastily home and explained to the siblings' father what they had seen. He told them, "You saw the Stikini. We warned you not to go there, but you didn't listen. You probably saw the Stikini hiding its organs inside the church. Make sure that you don't go back, or the Stikini will find you." So, what is the Stikini? Seminole legend believes that the Stikini is a witch. They were terrible, awful people that would use their ability to transform into a large, humanoid owl to terrorize local villages. Others believe that the Stikini is no more than a legend told to keep children inside of their homes and prevent them from exploring and wandering off too far. There is a lot, however, that can make this story seem real. Another name for a Stikini is a Stagini, which translates into horned owl. If you've ever seen a great horned owl, you know that they can be very big. Seeing one at night, especially flying, can definitely cause one to think that they're seeing another, more terrifying creature. The organs in a tree also make sense when you think of what else calls Florida home. There are panthers there, and when killing their prey, they take their bodies high into the trees to keep other predators from eating them. Seeing entrails in a tree could definitely cause your mind to wander. Whatever the Stikini is, don't say its name though, or it might just come and find you. Generally, the Monsters and Friends podcast aims to teach people about some of the lesser known cryptids, legends, and lore of the world. We try and stray away from the ones that are more well known, but sometimes there are those that fall into an in-between category. It's a creature that might be considered a rock star in some circles, but is not well known enough and doesn't get its just due. That is the story with our next friend from the Sunshine State. It was walking across the swamp, and my brother spotted it first. But I couldn't see it over the grass. I wasn't tall enough. My brother picked me up and I saw it, about 100 yards away. We were just kids, but we'd heard about it and knew for sure what we were looking at. It looked like a man, but completely covered with hair. That is an account from Dave Shealy. He calls the Everglades of Florida his home and has spent the last 40 years searching for an elusive creature that is one of Florida's most famous monsters. He may be well known in Florida, but he's less known than his larger cousin, literally and metaphorically. Dave Shealy has spent the majority of his life walking through the Everglades in search of the elusive skunk ape. Bigfoot is arguably the most well-known cryptid throughout the world. What is less known about Bigfoot is that it's a regional monster. Bigfoot is mostly known to live in the Pacific Northwest and throughout some parts of Canada. Around the world, however, there are many others that can be put into the same category. The Yeti, the Yowie, Sasquatch. These are all different types of Bigfoot. In Florida, they have their very own, the skunk ape. The skunk ape is a very intriguing version of a Bigfoot. Unlike what we traditionally picture as Bigfoot, the skunk ape seems to more closely resemble a chimpanzee or orangutan. Bigfoot is generally thought of as being somewhere between 7 and 9 feet tall, sometimes even bigger. The skunk ape is usually described as being closer to 4 to 6 feet tall. It's not the large, hulking beast that we normally associate with a Sasquatch. There have been cases in which a creature that resembles a traditional Bigfoot have been reported with it being over 7 feet tall and close to 400 pounds. Those sightings, however, are generally not attributed to being a skunk ape. More often than not, when a skunk ape has been spotted, they appear to be hunched over. However, they are known to move quickly when needing to. The skunk ape is also described as having dark brown, almost black hair. Skunk ape expert Dave Shealy, however, says that their hair is usually more cinnamon-colored than brown. Unlike their shorter-haired counterparts as well, they're thought to have longer hair that is generally pretty matted and unkempt. This is a great way that they're able to blend in so well with their surroundings around the swamps of the Everglades. What's most notable about the skunk ape, though, is what gives it its name. The skunk ape is said to have a very deeply memorable pungent smell. It's been described as being a combination of wet dog and a skunk. This would make sense as the creature is thought to live in burrows and dens within the Everglades, sleeping amongst dead and decaying plant life. What's interesting about the skunk ape, though, is that while it seems to be a wild creature living off of pure instinct, it also seems to exhibit quite a bit of intelligence. Many believe that the skunk ape not only dens below the ground, but also makes a second home for itself. It's known to create what can only be described as a nest in large trees throughout the swamp. It takes sticks and logs and jams them high in trees, forming a circular nest so that when the water comes up in the Everglades and floods what would normally be their den, they can still live in the relative safety of the trees. Bigfoot has been spotted around the world for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. They're spoken of in story and song from cultures in almost every corner of the world. The skunk ape is no different. The Seminole tribe had a creature that they called the Esti Kipkaki. His name translates to tall man. Many believe that this is one of the earliest observations of the creature we now know as the skunk ape. There aren't many stories written down from the Seminole about this creature, but it's believed that they held this being in very high regard. They believed that this creature was the keeper of the woods. Its purpose was to watch over the lands that it lived and make sure that no one destroyed or took what wasn't believed to be theirs. There's a belief that the Esti Kipkaki was also a giant cannibal. This was especially helpful when trying to prevent others from local family groups and potentially even white settlers from wandering too close to your own resources. It was said that the Esti Kipkaki was a very aggressive, territorial creature. There have been countless accounts of skunk ape sightings dating back to the 1950s and beyond. A more recent sighting happened in 2009, not too far from Fort Myers, Florida. A man had bought a home near a lake, and he was fishing off of a pier on the back of his property. He was sitting there casting into the water, just seeing what he could catch. He had a few fish and a bucket beside him. He was drifting off to sleep while he left his pole to just bob in the water. As he dozed off another time, he heard a loud splash come from behind him about 30 feet away in an adjacent canal. He assumed that it was just a raccoon that he had seen earlier in the evening, so he paid it no mind. A small bit later, he heard the same noise happen yet again. He stood up to see what the creature was making all the noise. About 30 feet away, he saw something standing behind a 5-foot palm tree. The man moved closer to see what it was. As he moved closer to the creature, he triggered the security light by his back door, which in turn startled the creature that turned around to meet his gaze. He could see the face of the creature looking back at him, and described it as the face of an ape-like animal with a hairy, man-like body. He said that it had long arms, but he didn't see enough of the creature to be too much more detailed. As it watched him, the creature bobbed back and forth and made grunting noises at the man before darting off into the swamp. The man made his own retreat back into his house. There are dozens of accounts similar to this, where people see this creature jumping out onto the road in front of their car or just walking through their campsite. There is a famous picture from an encounter that a woman had with a skunk ape right outside of her home on her back porch. She thought something or someone was eating her apples, and one night heard a series of bangs on her porch. She flipped on her porch light and took a picture, and discovered this creature to be what she can describe only as a skunk ape. People hear and see things often throughout the Everglades, but they can't be sure as to what they're seeing or hearing. Like most creatures, there are never any shortages of what this creature could in fact be. The most common explanation is that this is simply a misidentified creature that calls the Everglades home. Most people often dismiss the skunk ape as just a bear standing on its hind legs every so often. To them, that describes why its gait seems to be strange when the creature is running. The other animal most notably referred to when speaking about misidentified creatures is an orangutan. A lot of people believe that an orangutan may have escaped into the Everglades and have been living there mostly undetected for the last 50 or so years. Then, of course, yet another common explanation is that it's no more than a hoax. People dressed in monkey suits running around the Everglades trying to make a quick dollar. Many believe that Dave Shealy made all of this up to capitalize on its value and make money off of it. When one talks to Dave himself, though, you can see his passion goes way beyond money. He leads the charge for those that believe the skunk ape to truly be what they believe it to be. They believe that it's a bipedal primate that has lived in the Everglades for the last potentially few hundred years. There is no shortage of evidence in their eyes. It's simply what you believe is real and what isn't that can help you decide what the skunk ape really is. There are a lot of creatures that exist in a world between reality and fantasy. Some are believed to be no more than a figment of one's imagination. Something cooked up by an overzealous entrepreneur to create some buzz and heavy up their pockets. Others believe that there are entire species of animals out there just waiting to be discovered. It happens on a daily basis. And would it be too crazy to believe that right here in the United States that it could be a possibility for these creatures? The odds of us ever truly knowing aren't very high, but for those that have experienced and believe that these creatures exist, they know their answer. The only thing that I am 100% sure about, though, is that once again we've reached the end of our journey on the Monsters and Friends podcast. There seems to be countless monsters, legends, and lore that exist out there, but there just isn't enough time to tell about each and every one. I try to tell as much as I can about each creature, but make sure that you pay attention to our social media channels to be able to learn about a few more creatures that the Sunshine State has to offer. If you don't already, make sure you give us a follow on Twitter at MNFPod or on Instagram at Monsters and Friends. I will make sure to share a few other tidbits about creatures from Florida in the next week, as there's a few other fun ones as well. It's also the best way to interact and get a hold of me. We've hit almost 20 states now, and we have plenty more to go. Feel free to suggest cryptids, legends, and lore from different states on our social media channels, or feel free to visit our website, monstersandfriends.com, to contact us there. You are what makes this podcast run, and any input from you is always welcome. As I've stated before, I'm part of a podcasting collective. I'm a member of the Straight Up Strange podcasting family. There are many different podcasts on the channel that give you a variety of things to listen to. Whether it's history, monsters, booze, or stories, you can find it there. Make sure to head to straightupstrange.com or check out their Twitter at Strange Podcasts. And finally, please make sure that after listening to the podcast, you hit the subscribe button. Whether this is the first episode that you're hearing, or you tune in every week, if you hit subscribe, you'll never miss a new show. Not to mention, the more subscribers and downloads we have, the higher up the charts we move, and the more we can spread the word of these lesser-known cryptids, legends, and lore to the world. Each and every single subscription and download is always appreciated. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll be able to find out about the amazing upcoming things we have to offer in the Monsters and Friends family. Until then, however, we always love when you stop by the campfire. Thank you all so much for coming by, and we'll chat again real soon.
This podcast is a part of Straight Up Strange Productions. Discover more shows like this one at straightupstrange.com.